Here's the story. In 2011, economists from the Federal Reserve, did you really have to throw that in, Mr. Junk? The Federal Reserve. Somebody did not know, you can look this up and you can watch it on YouTube. The guy that wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Edward Griffith, is it Griffith? D.W. Griffith, used to work for CBS News. Griffith did a series of shows on his search for Noah's Ark. And in the Federal Reserve made me think of that. These were back in the early 90s. You can watch these on YouTube. Don't cost nothing. He actually found some amazing evidence of where the Ark is. It's in Turkey. Not that you want to go to Turkey. I think if I had to choose between Turkey and New York City...
New York City!
I'd choose Turkey. Okay, back to the story. In 2011, economists from the Federal Reserve and the University of Notre Dame, formerly Catholic University of Notre Dame, issued a working paper called Internal Migration in Marica. Now, anytime I say in Marica, I'm probably replacing United States or America or something to that effect. In this case, it's the United States. In it, they concluded that internal migration has fallen noticeably since the 1980s, reversing increases from earlier in the century. In other words, Americans are moving less than they used to. In that paper, and in research since, it's been shown that the decline in migration holds up across the board from high school and college graduates to dropouts. Wealthier people are moving less than they used to, and so are poorer people. Migration from both distressed areas and the prosperous areas has declined. Researchers have resisted coming to any definite conclusions about what underlies this decreased mobility. As Derek Thompson wrote for The Atlantic last year, and this comes from The Atlantic, so far there's no good one-size-fits-all explanation. There's also no consensus about what this lessening of internal migration means for the American economy. But this lack of clarity has not stopped slackening mobility from becoming fodder for arguments about the fates of communities in decline. A popular consensus is developing that because inhabitants are staying put, they have only themselves to blame. One emblematic argument came from the writer Kevin D. Williamson in a 2016 essay in the National Review. The truth about these downscale communities is that they deserve to die.